my God. I remember once like, we were having a conversation. It was like, apropos of nothing. We weren't on stage. It was just a couple of us hanging around in a bar. And he went, I fucked a homeless woman. I went, what, Sean? But yeah, I fucked a homeless woman. I said, well, what happened? He said, well, I was walking past this homeless woman. I didn't have any change. And you can't just give him nothing. The fucking lunatic.
Do you present Countdown because you're no good with numbers and letters?
Do I present Countdown because I'm no good with letters and numbers? No, quite the reverse. I present Countdown because I'm great with letters and numbers. Letters, I got a letter from HMRC and the number on it was so fucking huge, I have to present a TV show. Did Joe Wilkinson name my penis? He did. That's great. As a reference to Joe Wilkinson, did a brilliant poem on Cats Does Countdown about nicknaming other people's penises. Yes. Mine's called Richard. Because it is dick, but longer. Should have really called it Justin. Justin's a great name for a guy with a small cock, isn't it? My sister's birthday is today. Her name is Kate the Great. She won an Ireland medal for...
Camogie.
Camogie? Oh, Camogie. And she thinks she's great. Camogie, of course, is the... well, just remind the others. What, sorry? Women's curling.
Hurling.
Hurling. Yeah. There's a sport called women's hurling. You just pick up a woman and hurl her. I wouldn't trust that woman as far as I could throw her. go on, how far is that? We'll make it a sport. Camogie.
What's the most meaningful life lesson you've learned thus far?
What's the most meaningful life lesson? What, like, bit of wisdom? Yeah. I think what all self-help could be sort of summarized in two words. Prioritize later. That's the whole thing. Prioritize later. And if you think about it, it's even religion. God is the future. You sacrifice something now for a better life in the future. That's what work is. You sacrifice something now for a better future. So... prioritize later. That's it. It's that simple. Did you want a funny answer? I don't know. The one that I like my favorite quote at the moment is that, you know Alex Hormozy? He runs gyms in America, but he's fucking so bright. And he said, what was the exact words? He said, real self-confidence doesn't come from shouting affirmations in the mirror. Real self-confidence comes from giving the world irrefutable proof you are who you say you are. I fucking love that. It's amazing, right? Anyway. Dick jokes! Someone had their hand up over there. That's very polite. Go on.
Would you rather...
Yes.
Legs as short as your fingers, or fingers as long as your legs?
legs as short as my fingers would, I mean, my dick would look amazing. Oh, fucking hell, this guy's packing heat. He's got a dick that goes halfway down his legs. You'd like that, wouldn't you? She's had enough. You did. You off?
I am. Goodbye.
Bye. Seems like a very... you all right?
Did you not enjoy the show? Or you?
No, I didn't, actually.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, well. We're having a great... I'm thanks for taking a chance on it. I appreciate you buying a ticket and coming and giving it a go. Can you have your money back? Oh, no. Do not give her a fucking money back. 100% don't give her a fucking money back. No, I'm paid for the attempt, not the jump. I'm like fucking Evel Knievel. I know, is she left on her own? Was she on her own? Was she on her own?
There's three.
And where are the other two? Are they gone? Are they all right?
No.
Not for them?
Not for them.
What were they offended by?
Me.
A dozy fucking cunt. Watch a clip online before you buy a ticket. You hatchet-faced bitch. Fucking hell, we've not got to the offensive stuff yet. Sam's not been offended, although in fairness, you've not understood a lot of things, have you? Thoughts on Liverpool, what? To win the league. Of what? Is there a shoplifting league? I'll be all right with that. If there's one thing I know about Scousers, they could take a fucking joke. I want some chicken and a can of Coke, you fucking zech.
Nice.
You're a West Ham fan. Am I a West Ham fan? I don't know, you've asked that in a way that's so aggressive, I think... Are you a West Ham fan? No, I'd like to be sliced up by you. Are you a big...
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a West Ham fan? Is that... You're a Liverpool fan? Okay. Well, that's good. Well, You've really got the accent, haven't you? I imagine you're from very close to Liverpool, aren't you? Yeah, I'm from Southend. I support Liverpool. Why? I like red.
Can you text back my sister?
Can I text back your sister? Did I fuck your sister? What? When did I fuck your sister? What happened?
It was a couple of weeks ago, mate.
I fucked your sister? I don't think I did.
She misses you.
She misses me? Well, I definitely didn't. I'm amazed she remembers me. It was a pretty high dose.
Tell us your best paedophile joke.
You remember when I just told you five? Excellent paedophile jokes in a fucking row. But you want more, do you, sir? Oh, why aren't the jokes about me? He's only here because they've closed the park.
Would you have gone Trump or Biden?
Would I have gone Trump or Biden? It's a very good question. It's kind of difficult these days because, I mean, Biden, how will he be remembered? Well, not by him. Right? Most presidents are worried about their legacy. He's going, whose legacy? What do you do, Natasha?
I work in a school kitchen.
You work in a school kitchen? If only there was a... Oh, there's got to be a name for that, isn't there? We must have a name for that. Dinner lady, yeah, dinner lady. Fucking dinner lady. Try and dress it up. Yes, I work in a school kitchen. What could you be? I'm a sous chef, yeah. Fucking. The souffle's ready. For year 9. You want tips? It's shaped like a fucking dinosaur, you'll fucking eat it. The other half, what do you do, sir?
I'm a coin dealer.
You're a coin dealer. Are we in biblical times? Are you worried about some hippie turning over your table? This is my father's house. What? You're a numismatist.
Anything 2,000 years old.
Sorry. Anything so you deal in old coins? So what's the most expensive coin you've sold? What's the... £6,250. That was not a 50p piece, I'm guessing.
Alexander the Great.
I had what?
Alexander the Great.
Alexander the Great.
Stater. On a gold coin.
On a gold coin, Alexander the Great. Yeah. Okay. You know, fun fact for you, Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh, you know what they have in common? Same middle name. Will you fucking write some Alexander the Great material? I fucking know. I don't know what's going to come up. When did my mum stop being a prostitute? When she dies. I mean, not immediately after. We still got a few weeks out of it. I knew you. One of the more specialist clientele. Rap, 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 rap. Shoot, chat, shoot, chat. What's your name, my friend?
Sean.
Sean? You all right, Sean? Looks like someone's drawn a face on a thumb. Hi, Jimmy. I'm with my mum. She got me the tickets for my 16th birthday last Tuesday. Embarrass her for me. Nice one. Who got these tickets for their 16th birthday? Where are you? Hi. What's your name, my friend?
Alex.
Alex, what's your plan for life? What are you going to do, Alex?
Musical theatre.
What's
he?
Musical theatre. Musical theatre? That, Alex, is a lovely way to tell your dad. I'm thinking about studying musical theatre. It's all right, son, we know. What's your favourite musical? What do you like?
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Great first half. Second half, they just do the fucking admin. Have you seen the Book of Mormon?
Yeah.
It's fucking remarkable. That it's just so fucking funny, but also the tunes, come on. I quite like musical theatre. I just did that and said, I quite like musical theatre. Yeah. What about your mum? Where's your mum? Hi, mum.
Hiya.
Why are you not sitting together? What's going on here? Don't be ashamed of him because he's gay. Nothing the matter with that. What, mum? What do you do, mum? You work for Vodafone?
Sorry.
Are you in customer service? Because you've got a very... It's a good sorry. Sorry. Although, really, do you work for customer service? I've always thought that's a bizarre thing. That, like, Vodafone have got customer service. Someone calls you up and they go, oh, there's a problem with my phone. And you go, no, it seems fine. It's that fucking easy, isn't it?
Jimmy.
Yeah?
What's
my death row meal? I would eat you out.
That or nuggets. See what I'm in the mood for.
Hello, my name's Jimmy Carr, and I've got a brand new tour called Laughs Funny. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's two shows every night, one at 7, one at 9:30. Not to put too fine a point on it, I had a bit of a run-in with the tax man. So it's one for me, one for them. Come to the second show, there'll be more heckling.